Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
But also just this team, where the penalties are at, and I wasn't, neither were you, Cody, here last Friday after the Cowboys game, but I could tell through social media during the game, understandably so, there was a lot of the blame game going on with officiating. And I will once again say the same thing that we've said in the past when people have used it against the Chiefs.
Yes.
The Chiefs did not lose the game because of officiating or anything like that. That's very clear, I think. What are the questionable calls? Yeah. What it continues to bring up is that in the NFL, more than ever, seemingly, and some of it is because of the replays and all this, officiating is an all-time low in the National Football League. It just is. Whether it's for Kansas City, against Kansas City, for
it's
Buffalo, against Buffalo, it's just not good. It is not good at all. And I'm not saying they don't have a difficult job as officials, but there is still the unknown sometimes with the catch. There's still the unknown with what is, you know, roughing the passer or not. There is still, you know, the questions in game of what's reviewable or not, even from officials on the field where they screw up. And then there was an issue, I think it was last night's game, or maybe it was Sunday Night Football.
The coin toss in overtime?
Well, no, there's a penalty that was assessed on, they said, oh, the penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. And then the rules analyst came on, he's like, yeah, that's not, that rule had to only be assessed on the extra point. Like, they allowed the Buffalo Bills, I think it was, or somebody, to apply the penalty on the kickoff when it should have been on the extra point. Like, little mistakes like that, the guys on the field should just know.
In overtime, this week, there was a game in which they allowed the team to both choose whether to kick and receive and which direction they wanted to go. They gave them both choices. You know what?
I can't remember what game that was. Yeah.
Have both. Why not? You know? And I think that that's maybe what it is. Look, I don't think Andy's wrong. Specifically, that game last week was hideous. I mean, genuinely, hideously reffed. Was it the reason the Chiefs lost the game? No, they shot themselves in the foot a bunch, like they've done a bunch of times this season. You and I have will not blame refs for individual losses. But I will say that I think that the calls have now worked. I think that the noise was loud enough in the early part of the season that the Chiefs are still being called in a 55-45 split against. As in, some of the ticky-tack things are working against them. But largely, I'm with you. I think it's just a league-wide problem of this is not a particularly well-reffed league. And they constantly blow calls. And because of that, you notice it all the time.
In the last week or two, I think in particular, they've kind of created the narrative and their own controversy with how they're calling defensive pass interference too in the league. Like this goes back, I don't know how many years it's been at this point, guys, with the Saints and the whole defensive pass interference. Remember, they tried to make it reviewable and then it was a disaster because nobody was going to ever overturn the officials on the field for a DPI. And I am someone that has advocated for not having this. I do not want penalties to be reviewable.
I want less replay.
I as much as it gets frustrating to watch, I do not want us to be reviewing pass interference or anything like that, or reviewing roughing the passer even. But at the same time, I think they've created a bit of a controversy because as much as we don't know what a catch is, I think there's plenty of times now where even on the field, game to game, what they call DPI or holding or illegal contact just changes on a game-by-game basis.
And the last game, if Trent McDuffie so much as breathed on CeeDee Lamb, it was defensive pass interference in their mind. Not the normal, we're fighting for the ball's in the air. Because there were two on McDuffie that I'm like, I don't think that one's pass interference. Like, certainly ones that were, and I'm not here to argue, but there were at least two, specifically that one on that third down that was like over CeeDee Lamb's head. That just looked like he was in tight coverage with CeeDee Lamb, and then they both turned around. I didn't see anything weird about it. But again, I'm not saying that it's the reason they lost the game. But I don't think Andy's wrong necessarily in the, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this anymore. We get penalized all the time. I will point out, as we did a couple weeks ago, because somebody on the text line yesterday said the same thing, which is, they got to fix the penalties. That's the thing they really got to fix. This has been a heavily penalized team the entire time under Andy Reid. We pulled the numbers.
Yeah, they've won Super Bowls being the most penalized teams.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That is not the reason they're losing, because they're being called for more penalties. It is the same thing going back to the offense as last year. They need 8 to 10 plays to go down and score a touchdown. And if you need 8 plays to score a touchdown, guess how many times you have given yourself a chance to screw up, to get called for an illegal formation, to get called for a hold, to get called for an illegal screen or anything else in between, and thus making it way harder to score. Their problem is that they still don't score easy. They have a functional offense. It moves the ball. But Tyquan Thornton not being a part of the deep game lately and all this other stuff, that's hurting them. The fact that they have to wait so long to go down and get in the end zone is what makes these penalties more prevalent.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was kind of the formula, as you said, more 2 years ago, I would argue, than even last year for opponents, you know, that make the Chiefs have long sustained drives. Eventually they can't get out of their own way. They're either going to turn the ball over or they're going to commit their own penalty, a holding call, a crucial legal formation. And that was the things against the Cowboys. I think that was probably the most frustrating for fans. Not just that maybe you disagree with the call, is that whenever the Chiefs made those mistakes and there was a call, Kansas City, you know, was in a spot where it was a defensive third and long. They were on the field. The text line's a mixed bag on the penalty reviewable stuff. Some Lobby Burger agreeing that you shouldn't. Someone just texted in and said penalties should 100% reviewable. I understand the intrigue on, you know, on the surface of saying like, oh yeah, if the coach disagrees with a defensive pass interference or roughing the passer, he should be able to throw a flag. I don't think we want to get down the road of penalties being reviewable. Now, maybe your argument is you could review one penalty a game. We can have a conversation, I guess, at that point. I sure as heck do not want us to be in a spot where upstairs is constantly reviewing penalties. If you want to tell me that as one of your challenges, it counts as a penalty challenge or as you know, just a normal play challenge, and it goes for both, and if you want to waste your challenge on a 15-yard face mask call, but maybe it's at a crucial point of the game.
Yeah, maybe it's the Jawan Taylor one on the goal line.
Then maybe in that moment, I would agree. But again, I don't think you're going to like the result of that, not only the time, and that even that Jawan Taylor face mask you're referencing, by rule, technically, they can call that a face mask. Uh-huh. So they're not going to overturn that. Like, I think a lot of times as fans, we watch a penalty and we're like, oh, that was a soft call. Well, then it's not going to get overturned because it was still the right call, even if we think it was soft. The only way they're going to overturn a penalty, if we allowed it, would be if it was clearly just a whiff. But if it was like, oh, I could kind of see it, well, then they're going to keep the call in the field. Like,
I'm not really sure, because the Simmons one was the most egregious one of the last game, where it's like, he didn't hold him. He just kicked his ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, but because hands are on the body, how are they going to overturn it?
Yeah.
They can't prove that he didn't have a fingertip in a jersey? Like, get out of here. It's not, they're just, and we've already, I want less, genuinely, all around, less review, not more. Certainly not penalties. I would like it, somehow, to be more consistent, but maybe it's just because the number of players, maybe it's because the game moves too fast. That's where, like, I've been okay with, like, the sky cam review, where they're just like quickly saying, nah, that wasn't really what it was, and moving on. I'm okay with that, Gold. Like, if it's quick and nobody has to say anything and we all just move on with our lives, then fine. But I do think Andy's on to a little bit of something with I think it's been called a little heavy on the Chiefs the last month and a half, and it's largely because of the large-scale conversation that took place early in the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.